And this is the story of how I became Eagle Girl. It happened exactly 4 weeks and 4 days after Mama Nuki died, which shouldn't have surprised me. I know that 4 is the most important number in the animal stories. Mama Nuki had been telling me them since the day I was born. The day she looked into my eyes and saw the yellow sparks inside them that told her my animal spirit. So she named me Aquilina, which means eagle. Forever been my best friend. She was also my grandmother. And 4 weeks and 4 days after she was gone, I still felt the terrible cold wind of loneliness blowing through the hole in the center of my body that seemed to get wider and deeper every day I lived without her. The last day of our annual dad and kids hiking trip. That's Daddy Wolf calling for me to get out of my tree perch because we need to get down the mountain fast. A storm is gathering. I've been watching the clouds. You should know Daddy Wolf isn't really a wolf. I call him that because of the special way I see and hear him. For as long as I can remember, I have been able to recognize the animal energy in everyone I meet. She told me, this year, you are going to find your story on that mountain. But whatever that story was, I hadn't found it yet. On silent wings, Crow flies up to my perch, and with his grabby fingers, swipes my notebook from my hands. Give that back, you thief! I screech after him, scrambling out of the tree, chasing him down the narrow dirt path. I am soaked in less than the time that it takes for a flash of lightning to split the sky. The path turns to mud instantly. recently, but I keep running to catch Crazy Fast Crow, who has stolen my stories! Roots, loose rocks, splattering, slippery mess. Suddenly my feet slide out from under me, twist, stumble, fall, crack! An electric buzz shoots from my ankle to my knee.
Lena! No! Are you okay?
Daddy Wolf bends over me, rainwater streaming down from his bushy eyebrows and beard.
Can you get up?
I know the answer before I even try. Tears sting my eyes and I feel sick to my stomach. My foot hangs at a strange angle, like it belongs to someone else. That's broken for sure, Crow paws over the thunder. Dad, what are we gonna do? It's getting colder. Daddy Wolf thinks only for a moment, then hoists me onto his narrow but strong back. I can't carry you all the way down, Lena. You're just too big now, but I'll get you somewhere safe.